you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Good vibes, Ben.
Afternoons on The Score.
Chip Carey with an absolutely ridiculous fluffy bird hat on his head.
Have let him know what I thought of his thoughts on headwear. He is a very good friend, by the way.
But not somebody you'd take to the haberdashery.
Not wearing that.
I'm doing my best, Frank.
Your best.
Why do you think we're in the haberdashery business?
Matt Spiegel, play-by-play extraordinaire, did the fifth inning this past Saturday.
I don't know about extraordinaire.
You're on your way.
It's a hard job, man.
Yeah, of course it is.
Thank you once again, Danny, for saying that to Mitch Rosen. It doesn't start. It's a crazy thing. Come on. It's part of my origin story forever as a play-by-play guy, is that it starts with you making a statement on the air and Mitch immediately calling in and granting the request with absolutely no concern for the Cubs or any of the broadcast entities involved.
You're welcome.
Yes.
And so your fifth inning, this was how the top of the fifth ended, correct?
Yes.
Of the game this past Saturday, which is, how many innings have you done? At this point,
I did the three full games last year when Pat went into the Hall of Fame, and other than that, I have done 17 innings stretched out over 17 games over four seasons, which
okay.
of course is how I would recommend for anybody to get into the business.
So 44 big league innings of play-by-play, 27 innings plus the 17.
That is correct.
So here is the end of the top of the fifth of your 44th career inning of play-by-play.
The 1-1 to Donovan is hit in the air towards right field. Seiya Suzuki settles under. That's a 1-2-3 inning for Shota Imanaga. He points to the sky with two hands, fist bumps Yan Gomes as they cross towards the dugout. It's 2-1 Cubs here on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network. It's a fairly innocuous moment, but I think an interesting one. It's radio. So just like, the double sky point, you know?
Yeah.
I thought that maybe the listeners would find it interesting, some of the stuff I'm learning as I'm doing it, because in that job, in the play-by-play job, you have to take your ego out of it. You got to take your own desire to be entertaining out of it. And we're talk show hosts, man.
Yeah.
Like, we're used to trying to be entertaining and letting it be about us. But the truth is, when you're in that job, the game is the star. The game will tell you the truth. It makes it a lot simpler as a job psychologically than what we do. Technically, it's way harder. There's stuff to do. You gotta remember exactly. You gotta call things right. You gotta know all the rules. You gotta hit all your times and all your marks and everything like that. But psychologically, it's cleaner when you really think about it from a broadcasting perspective.
Yeah, you're not creating the content. The content is the game. You just say what happens.
Does the voice of the White Sox know what this? Is he listening? Someone text him.
Oh no,
man. I wasn't making it about that.
He's just here for the zip line.
Go on about your...
Self-checkout was closed at Jewel this morning. We ain't taking that.
Oh, no.
We ain't taking that.
I don't care how many L's are in Jewel.
Oh, man.
It's just one.
Guys, you guys are some radio losers. He's trying to tell us a heartfelt life lesson.
Sorry about that. I just want to make sure Shrift Dog knew the lesson.
Not doing it for him.
No, you all looking for him. Okay, go ahead.
He never walks around like he... We call him the Dig Me.
You're right. That's exactly right, Tanny. You can't be a dig me guy, really, and do that job. And think about how entertaining some of those people are. Jason Benetti.
Very entertaining man.
Jason Benetti could do our job easily. Kevin Brown of the Orioles could do our job easily. Some of these people are crazy talented, thoughtful, talk show host caliber communicators with opinions and all of that. But he can't do that. So I've had some bad fifth innings lately. The first one I did this year, I wasn't crazy about. The game in Mesa, I wasn't crazy about. You know, and we got to try and look at ourselves and get better. And the way that I was able to relax and get better was to take my ego out of it and say, let's just serve the game, shall we? Let's just make it about the game.
The answers have to be internal.
At this point, certainly the answers have to come from within.
Within. That's where the answers come, Tanny. Tanny feels me.
Yeah, that's definitely a learning lesson.
Yes.
So you removed your massive oversized ego from the play-by-play.
Yeah.
And you became better.
Became better. And all of a sudden, if you're entertaining, then that'll come out through osmosis on the margins.
Through the diffusion of water.
Yeah.
Sure.
Thank you. No problem. Nico loves that, by the way. Because yeah. It's water treatment.
Yeah. No response to the water treatment.
Not at all. But yeah. So.
And sometimes, like, if you can be entertaining, you only got 6 outs to work with, right? So sometimes if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen.
Yes.
As far as like being anecdotal and referential, sometimes you just call a quick inning.
Tanny, that's it. And anybody that I've talked about it, like, the job is to go and acquire all the information and have that stuff, but don't force it in. Just have it in your back pocket in case the moment arises. So the respect for the craft continues, and the life lessons through working on the craft continue as well. So,
well, that's beautiful, man.
So thanks, man. And thanks again for the opportunity.
No, you're welcome. Yeah. And I mean, it spawned 44 innings of big league play-by-play, Spiegelidle, and the PBP. Subscribe, rated, review.
It's true.
I mean, this is like the original Spiegel and Parkins show. The long-lasting legacy is the I'm Fat podcast.
The I'm Fat podcast.
There's lots of tentacles here to what we do.
That's true. This is another lasting legacy from the Spiegel and Parkins show. It's another learning lesson. Using our skill talent to not just make music songs.
That's beautifully put.
Jed Hoyer, did he put this stuff beautifully? I'm not really sure if you can do anything to help this situation. It's Parkins and Spiegel on the Score.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.